Well, did the Pentagon orchestrate the COVID pandemic? Newly leaked audio from AstraZeneca shows that that might very well be the case. In fact, that COVID was classified as a national security threat by the U.S. government and the Department of Defense on February 4th, 2020. And this information was allegedly kept from President Donald Trump. The reason we know this, because of this leaked audio and the coverage, is because of Sasha Latapova, who is a former pharma executive who turned investigative journalist. And she writes about this on her Substack and is exposing this fraud and cover-up of these pharmaceutical industries and the lies that we were told during the COVID pandemic. And Sasha joins us now. Great to see you, and great work as always. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Clayton. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. So let's talk about this leaked audio. Well, actually, first, let's talk about what's the story we've been told? What is the story we've all been told? What is the story that maybe even President Trump was told, all American people were told, before we get into what is the truth?
Yeah, so as you recall, from early 2020, we were told the story that there is a zoonotic jump of a virus in China. And there were mixed stories, whether it's a bat or pangolin, but the idea was that this is some sort of a wet market event in Wuhan, and there's this transmission to humans, and from one person, you have this spreading all over the world, and now we have this dangerous, dangerous pandemic, and we all have to be in fear, stay home, be in lockdown, don't go to school, and so forth. So as you remember, and they're still trying to portray it as maybe it was a zoonotic, although long ago, they kind of conceded to the fact that this was something engineered. But also, as you recall, even before 2020, for decades, we have been propagandized about pandemics and these kinds of events. And this was designed on purpose by Hollywood, by media, by academic false narratives that I've published on as well, describing that something like this can happen, will happen, and then a very dangerous virus will escape and kill half the world. And that's why people were preset into this mind frame where you hear the trigger word of a pandemic of a virus and everyone is fearful and goes along with the narrative.
We had the movie Contagion, big Hollywood movie that was
Outbreak.
Like Outbreak. Yeah, Outbreak.
Yeah, Contagion.
Contagion. Outbreak. I thought Contagion, yeah. Contagion to me was the most spot on. It was like came out just a few short years before this happened. And it showed us exactly what unfolded. Oh, it was from a wet market. It happened over in Asia somewhere, and then suddenly all of America is locked down, and it's a disaster. I forget who was it Gwyneth Paltrow, I think. And
yes, they always have big stars in these movies, big stars and big budgets for a very strangely and contrived stories.
Right. So we're supposed to believe that that was the case. So we were all pre-programmed. So that's what we were told, right? That's what happened. Wet market, a bat, a pangolin, whatever. Mm-hmm. It comes to America. We've got to really lock ourselves down, hate the Chinese, block ourselves off. But what's the truth? What really happened here?
Well, so the truth turns out that this was all preset way years before. So from this leaked audio, but it's not the only source. This is just a confirmatory evidence that I obtained. But prior to that, I've reviewed DOD and DARPA contracts that were given for COVID countermeasures, which is all these vaccines and biologics and therapeutics are classified as. So I've reviewed hundreds of contracts. They all indicate that this is pre-planned because we were also led to believe that this, 400 contracts for $50 billion were supposed to be signed within a matter of weeks, like 1 or 2 weeks. Some of them came out as early as middle of February or even early February. So you're telling me, okay, on January 10th, we identified the virus. By February 14th, we have issued, $50 billion worth of contracts, negotiated all the terms, signed with all the pharmas. So of course not. These contracts were coming from years beforehand. So there was a lot of evidence that there was huge pre-planning of this activity. And now I have this tape confirming exactly the same thing.
Before we get to the tape, you've worked obviously in the pharmaceutical industry with a lot of clients for many, many years, so you know this intimately. How long would it take from, hey, we've discovered something, we need to start working on a vaccine for it, to getting paperwork together to have it signed, sealed, and delivered? Like, what would the timetable normally be if this wasn't pre-planned?
Yeah, so for a contract of this size and scope, it would take easily a year to negotiate all the terms, negotiate the deliverables, negotiate the R&D schedules and timelines and all sorts of things. So easily can take a year. Okay, I can say if you're in a hurry, maybe 6 months. So that's just the contract, but then the development itself, well, it can take 10 years to properly develop something and, go through all the phases, of approval as Food and Drugs and Cosmetics Act prescribed for normal pharmaceutical approvals. That's why everybody was shocked that, you know, this came on the market so quickly.
So let's talk about this leaked audio. What is it? What do we hear in this audio that confirms that this was pre-planned?
Right. So the audio conversation, it has a video. I removed the video just out of caution. A video doesn't add additional information. The audio is from a meeting, internal meeting in AstraZeneca, and it includes two speakers. First is the CEO of AstraZeneca, Pascal Soro, and the second one is VP Mark Esser, who was in charge of monoclonal antibody development program. And they're discussing their success of monoclonal antibody in the US, a success of approval at some time at the end of 2020. And so they're referring back to the history of this. And then Mark Esser says that we started working with the Department of Defense Pandemic Preparedness Program in 2017. He also mentions that they were approached by Department of Defense Colonel Matt Hepburn in particular with the proposal that they would be working on something like this with the DoD develop vaccines and therapeutics within 60 days of DoD identifying pathogenic virus that can cause global pandemics. And at that time, Mark Esser said, I thought it was science fiction, you know, because that was the appropriate reaction to it. It is science fiction. You can't do that. But of course, AstraZeneca was quickly convinced by money and they joined the consortium of many, many companies of which I've reviewed, you know, hundreds of contracts. And that consortium, it's called MCDC, a DoD consortium of huge number of pharmaceutical companies, academic institutions, and other organizations. They're all involved in this, and that's been going on for years. So that's what they discussed. Then they said, we were working on, they were calling it pan-influenza models. And then on February 4th, 2020, they received a call from DoD, I suppose all the pharma companies did at the time, to switch to COVID and start immediately working on COVID vaccines and products. And so my question is, February 4th, if you look back, we had 11 cases of COVID in the United States and no deaths. These were all PCR cases. There was nothing going on in terms of pandemics. And DoD is calling pharma companies, telling them it's national security threat. Based on what? And start working on COVID.
So it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable and it's shocking. And every American should be absolutely enraged by this. So the Pentagon leadership then, as I mentioned in the intro, it seems that President Trump was unaware of this. Is that your reporting?
It's basically, yes, appears to be the case, because February 4th, again, the timeline is very telling. So on February 4th, DoD, we don't have any information coming out. Nobody's informed in the public. The DoD goes ahead with the pharma consortium to start working on COVID. Then, and at that time also, there was a good article by Brownstone Institute. They kind of traced Trump's tweets at the time. And when did he change his mind about lockdowns? It looks like he changed his mind about lockdowns between 10th and 11th of March. So a month later. Here we already have DoD saying, hey guys, go work on this, right? So under whose authority? So Trump changes his position between 10th and 11th. And then still on March 20th at the press conference, there was this famous press event where Mike Pompeo says we're in live exercise and Trump is visibly surprised by this. He says, you should have told us, kind of blurts out, you should have told us.
Right. Yeah.
So who pulled the trigger? Literally, who told everyone we're go live exercise COVID without notifying the president? Seems like.
Well, and as we learned recently in Tucker's reporting with Mike Benz, that this has, you know, the Pentagon basically runs the country. The Pentagon runs the White House. It runs the country. For anybody that thinks that President Biden is running the country, is, you know, come on, let's not kid ourselves here, right? So,
yeah,
and this was one of Trump's biggest complaints, of course, that, you know, trying to drain the swamp, that you have this entrenched, permanent Washington that's running the show here. So I guess at the end of the day, I'm always curious, well, what was the motivation then? We have the World Economic Forum's motivation in all of this, right? Uh-huh. The idea of a 15-minute city where they don't want us driving. They want us to work from home. They want us to be under this control. We want a central government. We want a central bank that controls everything. Everything is tracked and monitored and structured, right? That's their piece of this. The United States, though, is it as simple as biopharmaceutical companies making a whole lot of money and their influence in Washington is so strong that the Pentagon goes along with this plan to allow them to make tens of billions of dollars enriching themselves? Like, is it follow the money? Is that simply what we're looking at here? Or is it follow the money and control?
Yes, it's follow the money and control and power. You know, so money and power is basically the explainers of everything. And it's true that the Pentagon needs pharma industry to make money to fund them, because that's where the money goes. Okay, and by about 2017, pharma industry ran out of returns on investment. There is a famous graph; it shows it goes negative now. So there is no more return on investment in pharmaceutical industry as of 2017. So they needed to switch to the entire new portfolio of intellectual property, which they, you know, so even if there was no murderous intent, they already had financial hardship to switch to entire new portfolio of IP, of which this is some of it.
And so I guess I'll get you out of here on this, Sasha, which is, you know, the back and forth. Did it start in a wet lab? Was it orchestrated in a lab in Wuhan? Did it, though, in fact, come out of Pentagon in Fort Detrick? Was it where exactly do we know where this exactly was orchestrated and built?
Yes, actually, maybe we should follow up. I will have another Substack coming exactly on that issue and using DOD's own press conferences to demonstrate where it came from. So we're going through their own words, using their own press events, we can clearly demonstrate where this came from and what likely it was. So I would encourage readers to subscribe to my Substack, but I'm happy to come back after I publish this and we can have another conversation and show it.
Hell yeah. Yes, we will have you back on that piece of this. Well, this is enough. This is enough right now for us to swallow and try to digest. I encourage our audience to go and read this amazing piece about this leaked audio from AstraZeneca and what we knew about this planned pandemic months ahead of time, years ahead of time, as you point out. Sasha, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your work and continued success, please. Thank you. And hopefully you'll come back soon.
Yes. Thank you, Clayton.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.